Just how many Bulgarians and Romanians will come to Britain next January when restrictions on working here are lifted? Addressing Conservative activists this weekend, the Home Secretary Theresa May stressed what the government was doing to discourage those who may come for what she called the wrong reasons. But that's not enough for the 128,843 people who've already signed a petition on the Downing Street website demanding the restrictions be extended for a further 5 years. I've been to Bulgaria in an attempt to establish how many arrivals there may be and to meet the young Bulgarian woman whose angry response to these remarks by UKIP's leader Nigel Farage went viral.
I think it is completely irresponsible, wrong, in fact damn stupid, to be opening up our doors next January to 29 million people from Romania and Bulgaria. Give you sort of some idea of how poor it is, the average monthly salary in Bulgaria is 200 euros a month. I mean, it is a country, I'm afraid, in a terrible state. If I was a Bulgarian, I'd be packing my bags now, wanting to come to Britain.
Dear Mr. Farage, my name is Ralitza Behar and I'm a Bulgarian. I decided to write to you because I was surprised by your comments on the BBC One's Question Time on January the 17th, 2013. Although I try and understand your immigration concern, I must admit that I found your comments on Bulgaria untrue and somewhat insulting. Firstly, the date that you stated on Bulgaria isn't true. You said that the average monthly salary in Bulgaria is 200 euro. According to the National Statistical Institute in Bulgaria, the average monthly salary in the country for the last quarter of 2012 is 754 levs, which is 385 euro, almost double the number that you said. I was very surprised to hear such false data, as I was thinking that a politician as yourself would take the time to check this information. Okay, this is something very Bulgarian. This is a yogurt salad with cucumbers.
And walnuts on top.
And walnuts on top. You can also have it during...
Over the family dinner table, Ralitza Behar was reading from the letter she fired off in response to Nigel Farage's appearance on Question Time. A graduate from Edinburgh University who opted to return to Bulgaria to work, she's incensed by his warning about what will happen next January. I put to her what some people in Britain are fearing.
There may be people here in Bulgaria, which is the poorest country in the European Union, who say, actually, I'll go to Britain, maybe I speak English, maybe I don't, but there's an opportunity. And even if I don't find work, there's a welfare system there that can support me.
True, it is true, we are the poorest country in Europe. But if people have the opportunity to go somewhere, not work, and for the government to pay them, I don't think it's a problem of them. I think it's an eternal problem of the country. You know, it's something that should be changed within the UK government, not within the EU. While I was watching that video, the thing that worried me the most was the looks of the people in the audience. I just realized that those people were believing him, and I just don't want people in the UK to think that we're all very poor and we'll only go there just to steal their money, because that's not the case.
Mafia! Mafia!
Bulgarians have problems of their own right now. Crowds chanting mafia like this one last week reflect widespread hostility towards politicians. High electricity prices triggered weeks of protest which helped to bring down the government. For the just over a quarter of the population living in poverty, life abroad might seem appealing. Moreover, the accession of 8 Central and Eastern European countries in 2004, on whom no restrictions were imposed, resulted in many more people arriving in the UK than public services and public opinion were prepared for. In the 6 years that followed, net migration from those countries was 353,000. But Philip Gunev from the Centre for the Study of Democracy, a Bulgarian think tank, and himself about to become a minister in the temporary government of experts running the country until the next election, reminds me of predictions made when Bulgaria and Romania first joined the EU in 2007.
We had the same exact expectations, fuelled in large by the British media, that there will be tens of thousands of Bulgarians and Romanians trying to immigrate immediately to the UK. We didn't see anything like this. In fact, we believe that even if we see over the next year about 30,000 Bulgarians immigrating, the majority of them are most likely to go to the places where there are already significant big concentrations of Bulgarian immigrants, such as Italy and Germany. And maybe the UK will come probably third in the possible destinations for immigration. Therefore, we estimate that no more than 10,000 per year will be immigrating to the UK.
I'm standing in front of something that can only be described as a really hideous reminder of Bulgaria's communist past. This is the 1300 years monument, which was erected back in 1981, a sort of triumphalist piece of concrete with oversized statues, an idealized version of Bulgaria's past. It's fallen into decay. In fact, it's barely still standing upright. It's a reminder that this is the poorest country in the European Union. So you might think that 6 years after the country joined the EU, with all the potential that offered, now that restrictions are finally to be lifted for people to come and work in the United Kingdom, they might be queuing up to visit us. So what do people here say to that?
I would prefer to go to Spain or Russia.
It's a nice country, but I've got a suitable job.
You don't think that many Bulgarians will want to go?
If they wanted, they will be there.
Already.
My friends that are working there, and they don't say anything good. They're complaining and they want to come back. They don't like the wife there. They don't have any friends. It's always raining and so on and so on.
Древна традиция в България е на 1 март да подаряваме марки.
An ancient Bulgarian tradition, usually we give that.
I've been given a pair of red and white fabric figures about the size of my palm. There've been plenty on display as I've travelled around Sofia, worn proudly on blouses and jackets. We're in the offices of Kamelia Lauzanova, Director of Employment at the Ministry of Labour, who answers my questions through a translator.
People in Britain have been talking very much over the last few days about what will happen next January, when the employment restrictions on Bulgarians working in the UK come to an end. What does the government think will happen?
We have to say that we don't expect huge outflows of Bulgarians going to other countries when barriers for access to the labour markets in these countries are taken away. And I can give you a recent example. The barriers for the access towards the labour market in Ireland were removed in the middle of 2012. And according to the statistical data, not more than 380 Bulgarians sought for work in Ireland.